Can a layman really make an impact on this world for Christ? I mean the layman himself. I'm not talking about making an impact with his or her bank account, or prayers, or property he or she can donate to the church, all of which are perfectly good things, but making an impact as a person. Can a layman really do that? Yes, I believe he or she can. Let me tell you why I believe that and how it can be done. The 1940s and 50s were tremendous days for the advancement of the kingdom of God. God raised up a band of evangelists who were unusually gifted men, some of whom are still being mightily used of God. Today, if you think of a citywide crusade, maybe a half a dozen evangelists come to mind. But back in the 40s or 50s, there were dozens of men who would fit the bill. These were wonderful days for the gospel, and tens of thousands were swept into the kingdom of God through their preaching. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, was a close personal friend of many of these men. He applauded their fruitful lives, served on their boards, and helped them in whatever way he could. And he himself was a powerful and fruitful witness for Christ. But as the years wore on, he began to wonder if the ordinary man on the street, the layman, could be used of God in a powerful way as well. What could they do? Quietly, slowly, and clearly, the Lord began to burn in Dawson's heart an idea. Yes, we must be fruitful witnesses. But there was something more. Be fruitful and multiply. That was it. The layman's means of entry into a life of amazing usefulness to God. But how? What was God's specific plan for all this? And at that point, God gave Doss a verse of Scripture that was to burn in his heart from that day forward. The verse, 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There it was, multiplication. Just as Paul had imparted to Timothy the basic essentials of the Christian life, so Timothy was to share these with the faithful men of his acquaintance, who in turn would be able to teach others those same things as well. But Doss not only taught this, he practiced it. One day this young sailor came to Doss and told him, "Doss, I've found another sailor who is eager to learn and grow. Teach him what you've taught me." Doss thought for a moment and said, "No, you teach him." The sailor was dumbfounded. "Me teach him? I can't teach him. I'm just a layman." But Doss was undaunted. "Listen," he said, "if you can't teach him what I've taught you, then I've failed." So after some encouragement, this young layman began. He taught this fellow sailor how to get into the Word, how to pray, how to give his testimony, how to share the gospel, the basics of the Christian life. And this new young guy was an eager learner. Soon he had scores of verses memorized, was actively studying his Bible, was setting aside times for prayer. And when he began to share these things with others, by the end of World War II, there were men on over 1,000 ships and camps who were zealous for Christ, winning and discipling others around the world. A lay movement that God used to reach thousands with the gospel. And that's what God wants to do with you.